Every Christ follower is issued a simple and yet profound invitation. It's an invitation to follow. However, this is not an invitation to follow blindly, because His footprints are there for you to see. Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. If you dare to accept the challenge to follow Jesus in His steps, you will join a long line of faithful followers who have gone before you, both within Fraser Church and around the world. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 25 of In His Steps, Ruth Served Through Loyalty. Rick Warren said, "The only way you can serve God is by serving other people." Our text is found in Ruth chapter 1, verses 15 through 18. And she said, "See, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and to her gods. Return after your sister-in-law." But Ruth said, "Do not urge me to leave you or to return from following you. For where you go, I will go. And where you stay, I will stay. Your people shall be my people and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there will I be buried. May the Lord do so to me, and more, also, if anything but death parts me from you." And when Naomi saw that she was determined to go with her, she said no more. After the death of her husband and sons, Naomi, now a bitter widow, urges her daughter-in-laws, Ruth and Orpah, to return to their families and find husbands in their own lands. She emphasizes that she is too old to remarry and have children, so her daughters-in-law won't find husbands from her. Orpah takes her mother-in-law's advice, and she returns to her native land. However, Ruth refuses to leave Naomi. In Ruth 1, 16 and 17, Ruth expresses her unwavering loyalty and commitment to her mother-in-law. She vows never to leave Naomi, even if it means leaving behind everything she knows. Stephen Davey provides the following explanation. In summary, Ruth tells Naomi that no matter what the future holds and no matter where their future takes them, she will stay by her side. This is no snap decision, no whim or sudden impulse. Ruth knows that Naomi has nothing to offer her except poverty and hardship. She has absolutely nothing to gain by going with Naomi, and she has everything to lose. The most remote thing in her future is the sound of wedding bells. Naomi tried to tell her to go back to her mother, implying that Ruth's mother, a Moabitess, is evidently alive. But can you imagine the conversation if Ruth went back? "Ruth, are you out of your mind? I knew there'd be trouble when you married that Israelite. Now stay in Moab. Stick to your family. Worship our gods. And for goodness sake, marry a nice Moabite man." We've read this story so often that we've forgotten what Ruth is giving up. She's already lost her husband. Now she's turning her back on her citizenship, her country, her family, her religion, and her security. She is literally giving away her future. One author put it this way: Ruth possesses nothing. No deity has promised her blessing. No human being has come to her aid. She lives and chooses a life without a support system, and she knows that the fruit of her decision may well be the emptiness of rejection and perhaps even death. She has committed herself to an older widow rather than searching for a new husband. There is no more radical decision in all the memories of Israel. Sometimes the greatest sacrifice to serve someone else is just staying by their side. Ruth sacrificed and served Naomi to honor her mother-in-law while Orpah returned to her native land. Their decisions forever altered their destinies. M.R. Dehan shares this insight. Orpah returned to her idolatry and is never mentioned again. It was all settled in one moment. It was her personal choice. But oh, how much she lost by that one wrong decision. Her record ends in the darkness of heathen idolatry. But Ruth made the right choice by accepting Naomi's God, and she was rewarded by becoming the bride of the mighty, wealthy Boaz as she entered into the line of the Redeemer of his people. Ruth is not only a picture of the church, but also of the individual believer. Her sister-in-law Orpah had the same opportunity, but she turned back and is lost from view. Ruth decided for God and became an ancestor of the Lord Jesus Christ. God knows when we honor others by serving them. Our acts of service may go unnoticed by the world, but our every action is taken under the watchful eye of an all-knowing Father. Today, let's think about these things. What does Ruth's sacrifice of service reveal about her love and dedication to Naomi? How do Orpah and Ruth's contrasting decisions and destinies both warn and inspire you? In what ways can you honor others by serving them? Today, may we honor others as we serve them. Have a blessed day.